Brian Hayes, it's a very interesting topic that you've been looking at in the European Parliament. Now, the official sort of label on it is the adverse effects of the US Foreign Account Tax Compliance Act on EU citizens. But in fact, it's got a catchy alternative title called Accidental Americans. But when you look into it, you see that people who may in some way or another have had some connection with the US, maybe been born there but came back to Europe, they could be liable for very large tax bills from the US. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, America has a kind of a funny way of determining tax law. It's determined not on the basis of real residence or where you have value added. It's actually determined on the basis of citizenship. So effectively, if you're a citizen of the United States of America, even though you're not living in the United States of America, you are potentially open to face tax liability by the IRS. And this means that people who were accidentally born in the United States or spent a short period of time there, opened a bank account, J1 students, for instance, could potentially be covered by this in a circumstance where information has to go to the IRS by an agreement between United States and other third countries. In Ireland's case, we call it the FACA arrangement, and that effectively means that we had an agreement with the United States that we would inform the IRS of US citizens' accounts in Ireland, and equally they would inform us, the Irish Revenue, of Irish account holders in the US, so that you could be able to see who's evading tax. But the unintended consequence of the FACA arrangement means that you could be including a whole pile of people who've really never lived in the United States, never conducted any economic activity in the United States, but subsequently might be potentially put on some blacklist by other financial institutions because the American tax system believes that they owe them money. So it's a complicated, convoluted outcome, but it's a real outcome. And given the connectivity between Ireland and the United States, there must be hundreds of thousands of people who aren't aware of the fact that at some point in the future, they might get effectively a knock on the door, or a letter from the IRS about why or how much they owe the American system. So what we're looking for really is an EU-wide US agreement rather than the current bilateral agreements between the US and Ireland, the US and Spain, the US and the UK. And that would give much greater clarity that our citizens would not be in any way discommoded in the future as a consequence of this very strange, opaque US tax ruling.
I'm sure it would frighten the life out of some people when they actually hear about this. Let's take, for example, a situation where you may have had a young couple who went off in the 80s to live in the US, and they would have had a couple of kids there who, by virtue of the fact of being born in the US, would be US citizens. Then they all return en masse to Ireland. Those kids then get jobs in Ireland or elsewhere in Europe. Could they actually potentially be liable then for tax or inquiries from the IRS?
I think in the worst case scenario, the answer is yes. But it's more an issue around the financial institutions in Europe taking on those kids who are 20 years later, for instance, and those kids looking for a mortgage product or an insurance product. And it comes up on their system that in some way they could have a US tax liability, even though they've never lived in the United States, bar were just born there. And it's clarifying that issue, which is the big issue. The objective of the original FACA arrangement was a good objective. It was trying to get clamped down on tax evasion so that we knew who were the Irish in the United States who aren't paying tax and vice versa at a corporate level and individual level. The problem is the unintended consequence of that means that you could be affecting a whole group of people who aren't in any way not paying their tax or who aren't, not fully tax compliant. And that's the problem that we need to clarify. We think it's better if we achieve this an EU-wide US agreement rather than a bilateral agreement between individual member states and the US. And for instance, I raised this with Irish Revenue recently. They have informed me that they give information to the IRS where that information is known to them and vice versa. And that's a serious issue now, because you could potentially be involving a whole group of people who aren't even aware of the fact that they could face this potential liability, or at least be discommoded when they're looking for products from financial services providers in Europe, because they could come up on a list. And that's the problem. It's really around information, the giving of information to the IRS, and how that is used to third countries.